President Trump has dispatched what he calls an armada to the Korean Peninsula. It's a response to North Korea's defiant push to expand its nuclear and missile programs. The American warships are on their way now. And for more on this decision by the president, we're joined by NPR National Security Editor Phil Ewing. Hi, Phil.
Hi, Ari.
What does this armada actually look like?
The Navy calls this a carrier strike group. It's led by a giant warship, the USS Carl Vinson, which is almost as long as a skyscraper is tall. It carries about 5,000 American sailors, about 80 or 90 strike aircraft, and it has several support vessels with it, too, cruisers and destroyers. Each one of those has about 200 or 300 sailors on board. It's a show of force by the U.S. and its allies to the leaders of North Korea that if there's any crisis, any confrontation that takes place there, they will be prepared to respond immediately.
It's a show of force that carries an implied threat, but what is the actual message of that threat?
The message is the United States is prepared to respond very fast if this weekend, which is the anniversary of the birth of the founder of North Korea, the leadership there tries to shoot off a ballistic missile or perhaps detonate a nuclear warhead. And if it does anything beyond that, which probably wouldn't prompt a response by the United States, if it attacks the South Koreans, if it attacks the Japanese, these forces will be there to respond. These visits are not uncommon by U.S. and allied warships in the region. In fact, this carrier strike group was off the Korean Peninsula in March, but the message that Washington and President Trump are trying to send is think very carefully about how you proceed, because if you do anything out of the ordinary, we'll be here and ready.
On the one hand, you say a visit like this is not that uncommon. On the other hand, what you're describing sort of sounds like a run-up to war.
It could be. That's the dilemma for everyone involved, and that's why all the leaders involved here have to take a very careful measure of their actions going forward. President Trump threw a lot of people for a loop when he said last week that Syrian President Bashar Assad could stay in power for all the United States cared, and then a few days later decided to attack a Syrian airfield that had been involved with a chemical weapons attack. What the White House and what Washington is calculating is that the North Koreans are looking at this response and saying, we don't know what this guy's going to do, but clearly he's saying that if something is going to happen, the U.S. will be prepared to respond with these ships.
The U.S. so often describes North Korea's leadership as unpredictable. It sounds like you're saying the U.S. now wants to present its own leadership as unpredictable.
That's right. They're fighting fire with fire, is I think the case they would make. Responding to an unpredictable leader who can't be bullied or deterred, with an unpredictable leader who says, I'm not going to tell you what I'm going to do. Trump likes to tell people, I'm not going to tell you in advance what my plans are, what my intentions are for these military deployments. And that's why everyone is watching this response so carefully.
What's the potential downside to this strategy?
Well, the downside is for a miscalculation. If there is a launch, if there is a test, and one side or the other perceives a threat from the forces that are on the other side, this could escalate very quickly and very dangerously. Unlike in Syria, where there's a hot war taking place and where the Syrians couldn't really do much damage quickly to the United States or its allies, North and South Korea have huge arsenals and huge militaries arrayed against each other across the demilitarized zone which separates them. And that's why these crises can potentially be so dangerous, not only because of the threat of a normal conflict, but North Korea has nuclear weapons. And if they respond with an attack or they perceive there to be a threat, this could escalate very quickly. That's the danger.
It's NPR National Security Editor Phil Ewing. Thanks, Phil.
Thank you.